Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Muhammad. Primarily in this regard, there is one text which is reported with two different chains of narration. One of them is found in Al-Wasit, which is Wahidi's Tafsir, and the other one is found in Salwi's Tafsir. Both these narratives are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As far as this text is concerned, which is found in Al-Wasit, I'll read it out before we discuss the chain of this narration. The words which are reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are, "Man qara surata Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana haqqan ala Allahi an yasqiyahu min anharil jannah." Which means that a person who recites Surah Muhammad, it becomes mandatory upon God to make that person drink from the springs or from the streams of paradise. So in other words, the Almighty will provide him with drinks from the streams of paradise, a person who recites Surah Muhammad. This narrative has been regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar, and the reason perhaps for this is the existence of Harun ibn Kasir and Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini in the chain of his narration. As far as Harun ibn Kasir is concerned, he is regarded to be majhul or unknown by Abu Hatim. And as far as Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini is concerned, then I'll just read out some of the comments which Hafiz Mizzi has recorded in his Tehzeeb al-Kamal from famous hadith authorities about Salam. So what can be gauged from these comments is that Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini is a person who is extremely weak and he cannot be relied upon. Thus Hafiz Mizzi has written, thus for example, Yahya ibn Ma'in say that Salam ibn Sulaym is laysa bishay. And another comment that he has made is Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says laysa bi hujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghayru siqa. Similarly, Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be Za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he is Matruk. And at another place, Imam Nasai's comments are laysa bi siqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu Qasim al-Baghawi says that he is Za'iful hadith jiddan. And one of the comments of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash also is that he's a kazzab, that he's a liar. So it is perhaps on the basis of these details that Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded his narrative to be concocted. Now, as far as its chain of narration is concerned, which is found in Salwi's Tafsir, then that too is very weak and it cannot be established correctly to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that is because of the existence of Maqil ibn Ubaidullah al-Jazari, who is regarded to be weak and za'if by Ibn Adi, by Ibn al-Jawzi, and al-Uqayli. So on the basis of this information, this narrative too cannot be relied upon. So we can say all in all that these narratives have to be totally disregarded by the Ummah. They need to be totally overlooked and rejected because they cannot be relied upon because they are not from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as I said earlier on, one of them, the first of these chains of narration, has been regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar. So the best way to reap the blessings of a surah is to understand that surah, is to read it with a good translation, also to reflect on its meanings and to also act upon the message it has for us. And this would, of course, win from the Almighty a lot of blessings for us. However, as far as such narratives are concerned, which are regarded to be extremely concocted and weak by these authorities, they need to be totally forsaken. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.